Tuesday, March 26th. I heard about a friend of a friend tonight traveling to Costa Rica, and he was supposed to be here with my friend as of yesterday. And she wrote me yesterday saying, oh, he didn't make it, I'll explain later. Well, tonight I hung out with her and got to hear why he's not here. And I found this actually very interesting. On multiple levels, but mostly about how Costa Rica operates. It ends up that her friend who is coming has a prior felony on his record in the States for gun possession. And he has traveled many times abroad since this incident, this unfortunate incident, allegedly. It was a friend's and whatever, who knows. I didn't dig into that part of it. But he's been to Paris, he's been to Europe, he's been to the Caribbean. However, he flew yesterday, JetBlue, to Costa Rica, got off the plane in the hot 90-something degree weather, all ready to hang for a few days. And sure enough, he gets to immigration. They, I guess, run his passport, whatever the hell those guys behind the desk do before they give you that ever-impressive stamp. They say, sorry, pal, not on this land. Turn around, get on the next plane back to the States. And they would not let him into this country because of his prior felony record. And holy shit. B, that really sucks. Imagine that that feeling. C, though, is interesting policy. How come certain nations do things one way and others do things another way? And what is the actual law here? How long does something like, I don't know when this incident happened, how long does this stay with this guy where he can't go to Costa Rica because of this thing? Is it a life ban? Is it 10 years? What other countries have the same policy as Costa Rica? And what other countries have the same policy as Paris, for example, somewhere where I know he's been? I found this intriguing about the different policies for letting people cross borders, as might be a topic you've heard of in your silly country over there. Anyway, sucks for him. Nonetheless, we persevere and move on. Talk to you tomorrow.